One of the most vibrant elements of Cincinnati's art scene is our dance community. And perhaps one of the most active member of that dance community is the Pones Incorporated dance troupe here in Cincinnati. And joining me is one of the founding members, artistic director, yes?
And executive director.
And executive director, yes. Busy, busy woman, Kim Popa. Welcome, Kim.
Thank you, Jim. It's my pleasure.
First of all, for listeners who may not be familiar with Pones Inc., give us a little bit of background on the development of the company.
Pones Inc. was founded 5 years ago now, and it was the brainchild of myself and Lindsay Jones. We were graduating from NKU, loved the art scene, did a lot of great things with contemporary dance theater, but we wanted to find an opportunity for dance that wasn't just performative. And of course, we do the performative side. We love that. That's a great outlet. But we wanted to make dance a little more accessible and also add a social change element to that. We had studied Augusto Boal and these theaters for social change, and we thought, well, why can't we do that with dance? So we created the company 5 years ago, and our mission is to provide opportunities for community growth, artistic opportunities particularly.
Well, from the performative aspect, I know that in addition to your regular performances, you co-pro with various organizations. You've got involved in performing with theater companies and for theater companies. But you're also doing a lot more than just co-proing. You're putting on your own seasons.
Correct. A big mission point that you're talking about, and I appreciate you hitting on, is a collaboration. That's something that, as we started in the dance world, we loved that, but we didn't quite want to be pigeonholed as just a dance company. So we found Cincinnati's artistic community is just so warm and so wonderful. I don't know if that happens in other cities. We became engaged with musicians who would compose for us or play on the street when we performed. We met spoken word artists. We met visual artists who would do some design, photographers. And theater companies are kind of our big collaborators. We often are confused for a theater company because we do so many things that are in that realm. And yes, we have a season. We usually do maybe 2 or 3 shows that look very much like a season of a regular company. And then we have ongoing programming. We have an educational program called Laboratory of Movement. We go out, we do education in schools, after-school programming, which is really special to me as a teacher myself, and we also do corporate education. We just worked with Dunhumvee, and that's really neat, too, to see adults learning, to see what they can gain from dance, bringing the fun back into the workplace.
How does that work? How does working with a company and teaching their employees dance? What are you trying to develop in them?
So often, and this is a big thing for us, I think that people are intimidated by dance, especially adults. Kids are not, but adults, there's like vocabulary that they have to kind of know, or at least they feel like they need to know. And there's etiquette. Sometimes it can become something really foreign. When we're going out, we're trying to get back to those roots of people's memories of going to prom or dancing at a wedding. And everybody loves dance in those scenarios. So trying to bring it back to that for adults, as well as all those built-in things that are in choreography, team building, coming together, and even agreeing upon what order we're going to do all these things in. So for companies, it's really wonderful as far as team building. And then also with the healthy campus trend that's going on, it's a great way to do physical fitness. And it's a workout by the end of it, too, in a fun way.
Now, you mentioned that teaching kids, they jump in pretty readily to any kind of movement exercise. Do you find that the kids are looking forward to expressing themselves, or are they more looking forward to learning how to dance?
I would say that it's pretty evenly matched. I think that the expression always outweighs the more academic part of it, but expression is always first and foremost. And for our Laboratory of Movement, for our programming, we also have a really strong belief that we don't want kids, again, to feel that intimidation. So at our programs, kids don't need the special shoes, and they don't need to necessarily know grand battement and plié. They can just say, bend your knees, kick your leg. Again, every kid should have access to an art form, and I think that the self-expression is the reason that we all are artists.
You mentioned earlier one of the principles of the company is social awareness. What are some of the things that you have been doing that you've been most proud of in that area?
I think last year for our Fringe Festival show was probably for me exactly what it would look like if, you know, I was looking into the future when I founded the company. We did a show called Project Activate. We worked with 5 local service organizations over the Ryan Community Housing. We worked with Families for Families. We worked with Cincinnati Trans Queer Wellness. So a diaspora of people, what we came to term under-acknowledged populations, people who don't often get their voice heard or just aren't seen in society for whatever reason. We worked with them. We did some workshops in late February, early March. We sent one dancer and one artist of another discipline, so a photographer, spoken word artist, and one dancer, and sent them. We did these workshops. We took the information that we gained, and we created a show about it. The audience created their own community throughout the show. Pones is also not altogether interested in work that happens on the proscenium stage. We like to kind of erase that barrier between audience and performer. So we were given the beautiful Emory stage, and the audience was on stage with us. They traveled from section to section and made their own little living room space. So I think that would probably be the thing that most encompasses what we do.
Something that you all incorporate is what you call serendipitous art. Tell me a little more about that.
Serendipitous art is something that you just happen upon. So you didn't necessarily buy a ticket. I think that this kind of art brings people together. I think strangers talk to each other during this, and then they have a shared memory. They remember doing something together. They remember the place that that happened in, and it creates a vibrancy and an excitement about a place and about the people who you had that experience with. So I think that serendipitous art really is the main way that, at least Pones in Public, that program creates community and fulfills our mission in that way.
Now, you mentioned breaking down the barriers usually set by performance spaces. And a lot of what you do happens in non-traditional performance spaces, windows of storefronts and things like that. You have a very interesting project coming up involving mass transit.
Yes, we do. Pones in Public is a program that was sponsored by ArtsWave last year, 2011-2012 season. And we hit over 15,000 pedestrians. By hit, I mean, we didn't hit anybody. We interacted with them through dance. Also, along with that, we collaborated with other artists, the Bombshells of Cincinnati, We Are Snapdragon, which is a band in town, came out with us, and we provide, during Pones in Public, a free art experience, and we also bring it to you. So it happens within where you already are. We've done things on Newport on the Levee, and we'll be doing something at the Red Stadium, which is exciting. But the nearest one that you're speaking of is on January 29th, in conjunction with Tank. We are having what we're calling Ride with an Artist Day. The riders on the bus will be front-loaded with information about which artistic company is going to be on their bus, and they will, on route number 25 from Covington to NKU, Pones will be dancing on the bus and also asking bus riders to dance along with us. We'll give them recorded instructions so they can be part of the fun as well.
I'd like to thank this evening's guests, co-founder, artistic director, and executive director of Pones Incorporated. Thank you, Kim Popa, for joining us.
Thank you, Jim. It was my pleasure.
For more information on Pones, Inc. and the Ride with an Artist program through Tank, as well as other upcoming events for Pones, Inc., please be sure to visit our website at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, this is Jim Stump.